Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I gotta talk to my new best friend. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Let's get Jovenson, a.k.a. Joey, on the phone. He won on Friday afternoon the 96K foreplay, which got up to $25,000. Joey.
What's going on?
What's up, my Yay! Man? What's up, my homie? No, actually, he has a crazy story because nobody could figure out song number four. Everybody was having trouble with it. And you figured out song number... There's a connection as to what you're going to do with some of the money, and it has to do with how you figured out song number four, correct?
Yes.
Okay, tell the story.
All right, so me, my wife, and my best friend and his wife are all in the group chat. So when the last 96K, we were all just chatting back and forth, trying to get online and trying to figure out what the songs were. And then when we realized that we obviously didn't get through and we lashed out, you know, we just thought, man, we're not gonna try again. There's no point because, you know, this is so hard to get through. Mm-hmm. And then this next one came, you know, we're listening. We're like, you know, maybe my wife thinks it's one song, we think it's another song, but it's not. You know, we're not sure. So we were chatting back with my best friend and his wife, and she's praying about it. She's asking God, you know, what's the fourth song?
Lord,
and,
stop
what's the fourth
it.
Song? And our Lord answers her, and he tells her it's finesse.
Stop it!
Hold on.
So, was this an actual voice?
Right. Yeah, God told her it was finesse?
Or was it a feeling?
He spoke to her clearly.
So, does God have a deep voice, or like, what's he sound like?
What does she sound like?
Yeah,
he sounds like a British man.
There's no way.
Can she
pray and ask God for like the lottery numbers?
Oh, here we go.
I'm serious. Apparently, this is real.
No, but you can't do
that.
It works. Clearly it works.
God is good.
All the time.
And then after that,
God is good.
And after that, you know, I then tweeted you in there twice, actually, telling you I was going to win. And then I was like, I know Melissa answers her Facebook page. Let me reach out to her. So then I reached out to her, just letting her know that, you know, I'm going to win.
You did.
And I told her that, you know, I got a number two on the call list, and I was like, I'm going to keep trying. And then when I finally got through, I was just like, my goodness. I feel sorry for everybody because I'm about to win this money, and I was that confident.
I can vouch for him for sure because he messaged us a couple of times and said, I'm just telling you guys right now, I am going to win this money.
If God has your back, do you really? I mean, that's the ultimate person to have your back to make you feel confident. So what are you going to do with the money?
So the money is going to be split between the four of us, and they're going to get half, and we're going to get half, and then we're still figuring out what we're going to do. We want to do some work around the house. Mm-hmm. You want to go on vacation. I mean, we got so many options, though.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can you imagine, right, if Joey did win and then decided to not give anything to the person who actually knew what song
I was about to say, God is good, but I don't know if I would have split it.
I'd be like, here's like a couple $100, you know?
Brother,
I mean, we thought about it, but my best friend was in the chat. He wasn't really, you know, vocal when we were going back and forth. So we were just like, man, we'll give him maybe $50 just for being in the chat.
That's funny. Well, congratulations, my friend.
That's great, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
That's awesome. I got to tell you, man, my sister's very religious. My mother's very religious, and I'm always, like, joking with them about it.
Real.
I'm going to change my mind now.
I can't believe that.
I didn't know. God, is that cheating?
What?
God giving you the answer?
Well, listen, like, we can't, you know, because we, you know, are very sporadic in what we're asking the Lord for, we can't all of a sudden come and say, God, I want some money.
Nope.
Like, you can't just be about asking.
Pebbles, I've been asking God to find me a man for the last 10 years. I ain't getting nothing.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.